This is KUT. President-elect Donald Trump plans to immediately deport roughly 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants upon taking office. That's what he told 60 Minutes in an interview this weekend. The announcement is something many immigrants here in Austin have been fearing since election night. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, hundreds of people gathered at City Hall yesterday to show support for the immigrant community.
Berenice Ramirez was among hundreds of people at the rally in downtown Austin. For her, immigration is a really personal issue.
I'm undocumented, and most of my family is undocumented. My little sister is actually the only U.S. citizen in my family.
Her sister, 14-year-old Abigail, addressed the crowd. She told them she's worried her whole family could be forced to leave her.
My friends know about my situation. They tell me it'll be okay. They don't know how much this election has affected me both emotionally and mentally.
And Berenice Ramirez says the idea of her family being split up is something she hasn't been able to shake.
I had nightmares, actually. I woke up crying, and most of the time, the first few days actually after the election, I was just kind of like super, like went into this deep state of depression. I didn't really talk to my family, even though I knew that this is, you know, that not the time for separation. But I honestly didn't even know what to tell them.
But some time passed and the family decided to organize this rally. Ramirez says the crowd exceeded her expectations. Stephanie Martin, a public school teacher living in Round Rock, was in the crowd with her husband and her young son. She says Donald Trump's election will likely affect a lot of her students. Martin says her school has a lot of immigrants and 20% of students are of the Muslim faith. And then she says there are the children of LGBT parents.
You know, I had a student ask me, are my moms still going to be married? You know, and I didn't have words of comfort for her because I don't know.
This was a common sentiment in the crowd. Rachel Carnahan-Metzger works with immigrant families at the local children's hospital. And she says she doesn't know what to tell them either.
The kids that I work with have very complex medical needs, and so people worried about other people coming into their home, like therapists or nurses, and worrying that if they were to find out that they were there without documentation, that they would turn them into the police, and not really having words to say to comfort those people. And I'm a social worker, so my job is to fix things, and that feels really hard to not be able to fix that part.
But people who attended the rally say they showed up because they didn't want to feel helpless anymore. Stephanie Martin says this election has changed the way she sees a lot of things.
You know, I think a lot of us have done some soul searching this week about, should I have been more visible? And I've decided voting isn't enough. For me, that's the line, you know. From this day forward, voting is not enough for me. I'm an activist now. We're an activist family now. This is too important.
Martin says she wants to see local leaders also stick up for these families. And there were some local officials, including city council member Greg Kassar and Austin Mayor Steve Adler. He told the crowd he'd continue to do what he can to make the city a safe space for immigrants.
You know, there's obviously limits in what any of us can do here, but that doesn't diminish what it is that we can do and that we need to do.
The city of Austin could actually be on its way to becoming a full-on sanctuary city. That's because newly elected Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez promised to not cooperate with the Federal Immigration Agency. However, Trump says he'll cut funding to sanctuary cities across the U.S. when he becomes president. When asked about that, Adler said it's important for the city to protect its residents, as well as enforce laws in a way that maintains trust within the community. Mayor Adler also points out there's still a lot of uncertainty about the future. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.